World Juniors continue here in the Twin Cities, and major disappointment. Team USA is out. They got bumped off by Finland last night, 4-3 in overtime. And the United States, they're out. And the medal round continues with two games tomorrow. And a guy who's been covering the event, Chris Peters, talked to Chris over the years. Chris follows the game very closely, the college game, the amateur game, been to a ton of Frozen Fours, etc. And he is covers the game for Floa Hockey. Chris, always good to visit with you, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, Steve, glad to be talking to you, and certainly you know, a bit of a buzzkill for the U.S. to not be playing in this tournament anymore. But in the end, it's been a good World Juniors here in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, and let's talk about that. You've covered this game for a long time, been to a lot of events. How the Twin Cities done hosting the World Juniors?
Well, you know, I think that always from an event standpoint, you know, the things that have been here, hockey events, they're so well practiced at it. You know, they run very well. You know, I'd say probably a bit disappointing on the overall ticket sales elements. You know, the U.S. quarterfinal game actually ended up being the lowest attended U.S. game of the tournament, which didn't necessarily help matters in terms of home ice advantage. But it wasn't, you know, it's still, you have to remember, it's, you know, junior hockey, even if it is the best of the best. And, you know, I think one thing Bob Motzko had said last night, Team USA's coach, that, you know, hey, part of having the tournament to get people in the state of hockey to, you know, kind of understand what the World Juniors is, how high a level that you have to play at to be here, and really outside of the NHL, it's about as close as you can get to that level of hockey. So certainly the quality of hockey has been very strong. You know, but again, yeah, I think we're still obviously working towards more visibility and notoriety of this tournament in the United States, because it is it's a national holiday practically in Canada every game day. And, you know, obviously we got a ways to go to get it to that point in the U.S.
You know, and Chris, you make a really good point. I mean, you consider what TSN is doing around this event and the coverage and the people in town, particularly at 3M Arena at Mariucci, where Canada played pool play. It was really something to see what they put on, and that explains what a big deal is. My sense is this: games available here in the States on NHL Network, not available in every household. That maybe there could have been more availability on the television side, but that's just
me. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, to your point, I mean, I think there's a couple of factors there. And you know, one thing I will say is, you know, NHL Network was the first place that really decided that they wanted to make, you know, make the World Juniors accessible on television. Now the landscape for how we view TV and how everybody has cable and everything else has changed. And the fact that, you know, NHL Network is not on the major streaming services like YouTube TV or Hulu, that makes it really, you know, really difficult in this age of cord cutting and everything else. And so while it was such a significant part of NHL Network being a significant part of growing the tournament, you know, I think definitely now we're kind of getting to an accessibility issue, and some of the momentum that was gained from the medals over the years past has certainly been lost.
Yeah, and Chris, I know you did a story on the 4-3 loss to Finland last night in overtime. Certainly the Finns are, you know, one of the top programs in the World Juniors year in and year out. You look at the Swedes, the Canadians, the Americans. So there's really no shame in losing to Finland. But the United States showed that, you know, maybe this wasn't their tournament, that there was injuries, maybe not the greatest goaltending. There were a lot of factors that played into this early tournament exit for the two-time defending champs.
Yeah, you know, and it's tough, Steve, right? Because it's you know, you're judged against prior years.
Sure.
And you're not using the same players, you know, right? You know, like, which is which is makes it a little bit different than, you know, what we see in college and what we see in, you know, our normal teams. And so you're dealing with kind of whatever the birth year gives you in terms of the age group. And that's kind of what we saw here. And this, you know, USA's last two gold medals, they were the best team on paper and in the actual performance of the tournament. This year, it was pretty clear that USA might have been no better than fourth or fifth even. And sure enough, that's where, you know, they're going to finish outside of the top four in this year's tournament. And that's going to happen from time to time. I think they probably, you know, the standard that has been set by USA Hockey is so much higher, where a quarterfinal exit feels unacceptable, which is a good place to be. I think that's where you want to be as a country, where this is a major disappointment. Because I've been covering this tournament long enough when it wasn't as disappointing as this one seemed to feel.
Yeah. You look at the teams remaining. And coming up, Canada, by the way, beat Slovakia 7-1 in another game. And now coming up on Sunday, Sweden against Finland, and then the nightcap. Canada plays Czechia in that one. Give us your read on the remaining four teams. Are the top two Sweden and Canada? What's your read on the final four here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a very good tournament, you know, in terms of what's remaining. You know, I think that Sweden-Finland matchup is going to be fascinating. I would agree that, you know, Sweden and Canada have been the best two teams here. Sweden has probably been the most consistent thus far, but Canada is seemingly peaking at the right time. So they've gotten progressively better as the tournament has gone on. They had a couple of their first two games were actually a little bit uneven, and you know, they had a real good chance to lose either or both of those games. So, you know, that was interesting to watch. But the Czech team is really fascinating too. They've got to play Canada again. They did lose to them 7-5 in the first game, but I will tell you that, you know, their top four defense is probably as good as any in this tournament. Their top six forwards are really, really strong. They have size. They're physical. They're tough to play against. So that's going to be fascinating too. But yeah, I mean, basically, if you want to still see great hockey, these semifinals are going to provide some really compelling, competitive hockey. And I think that both Canada's game against Czechia and the Finland-Sweden rivalry matchup are going to create some great theater and some great moments in this tournament's history. Both are rematches from last year. Czechia knocked out Canada in the quarterfinals last year, and Finland beat Sweden in the semifinals last year. So this is going to be a very, very compelling Final Four of this tournament.
Yeah, one of the other things you wrote, Chris, and it kind of stood out that, you know, even going into next year, that maybe the numbers or the talent pool isn't particularly strong for the United States. So maybe Team USA, when it comes to the World Juniors, in a bit of a downswing right now. What's your read on that going forward?
Yeah, it is. You know, I'd say, you know, you kind of just look at some of the evidence that we've seen so far. It doesn't mean that they can't win, but it does mean that they are down, you know, from what we had seen. Obviously, winning back-to-back gold medals for the first time in this tournament's history was a big deal for Team USA. But now you're dealing with some lower-than-average talent pools. And you see the evidence in the Under-18 World Championship, which USA hasn't won for a couple of years now. You see it in the NHL draft numbers. They're not going to have as many first-round prospects. So that's also a big indicator. Was like, hey, you know, that the talent pool is dropping a little bit here. And so, you know, they're going to have to replace all of their best players from this year's team, you know, which is really difficult to do in any year. But, you know, I think they'll have something around six returning players for next year's team. And really, you know, some of the best players were forwards and you know, losing Cole Hutson, who's the all-time leading scorer, scoring defenseman. There's nothing in the pipeline that would suggest they have somebody to replace that kind of firepower. So next year in Edmonton and Red Deer very well could be a challenging tournament for Team USA. But still, you know, you never know until the puck drops and you play the games. But, yeah, it's definitely not looking as strong as we've seen in the last few years.
Well, Chris, you've been a great follower. I've learned a lot. You've done a phenomenal job covering the tournament here in the Twin Cities. The one thing we can say is that the Twin Cities has delivered on the weather. It is definitely winter. It is definitely hockey weather here. You know, you'll see that in Edmonton and Red Deer next year, but none of the teams felt cheated. There's real winter here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah, I drove in. I drove in, and it was kind of warm. I was wearing a sweatshirt. And then the next day I was like, wow, I can't feel my toes anymore. So yeah. So yes, thank you. Thank you, Twin Cities, for bringing the chill. Definitely needed it.
Well, and when the Winter Classic, the NHL's Winter Classic was at Target Field, I don't think it got above zero that day at Target Field. So the big hockey events, we certainly deliver the appropriate weather. Chris, always great. Keep up the good work and enjoy the semifinals tomorrow.
Will do. Thanks so much, Steve. Thanks for having me.
All right. There he is, Chris Peters, Flo Hockey. He's been covering the game for a long, long time at the amateur level. And once again, Canada and Czechia, the late game tomorrow night, that'll be 7:30. The 3:30 game, Sweden against Finland, that should just be a dandy. Once again, at Grand Casino Arena in St. Paul. And then the bronze medal game and the gold medal game coming up on Monday. So you're up to date on what's going on with World Juniors. Team USA once again out. They lose a heartbreaker 4-3 in overtime last night. They got that tying goal late and then gave up a goal in OT. We'll take a break. We'll come back. D3 football championship game Sunday in Canton, Ohio, the Stag Bowl. It'll be UW River Falls against North Central of Illinois. We'll get into that with Pat Coleman in a moment here on News Talk. 830 WCCO.